offense, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
No Zoe this morning, but it's me. It's me, as I have been here all morning. But we've got a couple of very special guests in the studio, which I'm very excited to introduce to you. We've got Renee Tamati. Morena, Renee.
Morena.
And we have got Victoria Abbott.
Morena.
How are you both?
We're well.
Awesome.
And we're gunning into the last week of production before our show. Yes.
So what is the show that we're talking about today?
It's Contractions by Mike Bartlett, who's a British playwright. It was written in 2007 and it is an awesome killer of a play.
Yeah, it's like a short, sharp, chilling black comedy.
Ooh, nice.
Somewhere in the vibe of Killing Eve crossed with a Black Mirror episode and maybe a touch of Groundhog Day or Russian Dolls.
Yeah.
This is sounding a bit of me, I'm not going to lie. So, Vic, you're directing it.
Yeah, it's my first time directing since I was a student at Otago Uni, actually.
And that's she's awesome. Brilliant.
Nice.
Her brain is brilliant.
Full nerd.
And Renee, you can say that with authority because you are performing in this play.
I am. It's me and Beth Alexander. We're both from the Actors Programme. 2016, I think she was, and I was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just a two-hander, so it's just us two for the entire 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge because I don't leave the stage pretty much the whole
time.
And yeah, as Vic said, Groundhog Day, Russian Doll kind of vibe. So you can imagine, like, it's just so tricky to know where you are in the play.
Yeah,
at
I was gonna say
times.
You don't want to lose your line and then be like, oh, hang on,
I'm on the wrong day. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, watching these women work is you really get your money's worth.
Yeah. So Vic, tell us a bit about the premise. What is this play about?
Well, it's about a manager in a workplace that takes a contract and incredibly literally. So it starts off very natural. Emma's been dating Darren from the office under the table.
Right.
She thinks no one knows about it until she's called into the manager's office.
So yeah. You're the manager, Renee, is
that
right?
I am the manager.
Yeah.
We never know the manager's name. It's just the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And from there, things disintegrate as Emma finds out that she may be in breach of contract with the interpersonal dating in the office.
Ooh.
And things take about a million twists and turns and they deliver you right to the end of the show, completely devastated, maybe, or maybe laughing.
It's
depending.
Very funny.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound funny, but it really is.
Yeah.
I have seen a lot of people talk about this online, particularly when it first started being, you know, performed in the UK when it came out more than 10 years ago now. It must be quite an interesting thing, thinking about that time gap as well. How much feels like still very, very relevant. Did you read the script and think, oh, that's changed? Or did you read the script and go, oh, that still sounds alarmingly like workplace cultures?
Very much so. Well, I've worked a lot in offices in my past life, and but also because of COVID. COVID really changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and I think the statistics were like 75% of the people who lost their jobs were women, and an even greater percentage of that were Māori and Pacifica. Because it was, you know, part-timers, contract workers are the ones who, you know, were cut first because, you know, permanent staff were the priority. And this play just really kind of puts into the magnifying glass how far people, or how far women have to go to keep their jobs, to pay the rent, to look after their loved ones, and to the point of the absurd. And I think it's the absurd in this play that is both funny and terrifying.
Yeah, I think when he wrote it, he thought he was writing maybe a dystopian drama, but actually it's like the thinnest of threads away from what could happen in a modern workplace. I think there's one question in the play, and you'll know it when it comes up, there's one question in the play where everything starts to slide, and it's so close to happening in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm really intrigued now. This sounds like it sounds like quite a roller coaster. And as you were saying, Renee, it's quite the workout for you and Beth as the other actor. Is that right?
100%.
Just the two of you on stage. How do you sort of, I guess, get in the headspace for that? Because that must require a bit of stamina.
Yeah. Well, I had to go through and I learnt the beginning of every scene just in a row, and then I learned the ends of every scene in a row.
Yeah.
And then I just say them to myself all the time. Like, I'll go to sleep and I'm like, oh, I haven't done my lines, and I'll just run the beginnings and the ends of every scene, because yep. It's so easy to start in one scene and then you just slightly change a sentence and you're already three scenes away.
I'm like,
oh no, I've done it again. So that's a huge fear for next week. But we're just drilling.
And I make them dance a lot to get their stamina up.
Cool.
Lots of
dancing. We've got a full playlist.
Yeah. And push-ups.
I think you should train like an athlete. I think it's the way forward.
Yeah. Hard out.
It's brilliant.
It sounds like a fantastic show. If people are feeling intrigued and they want to head along, where and when and how much are they looking at, Vic?
It's the 2nd to the 6th of March. It's on at 6:30 p.m. every night. So that's Tuesday to Saturday. Great for date nights, by the way.
Nice.
At West Point Performing Arts Centre, which is just off Meola Road in Western Springs.
Heaps of parking.
Easy peasy.
Free parking.
Free parking. When have you ever heard that in Auckland? And it's $20 to $25 depending on whether you're a student or a person. If you come in a group, I think you can get $22.50.
Sweet.
So bring your mates. Bring your colleagues.
Bring the whole office.
Bring your boss who you hate.
Oh, gosh. Or the boss that you love.
Sounds
they'll
like
never know which.
Extremely chaotic way of bringing your workplace closer together.
Yes.
I like that. Hey, thank you both so much, Vic and Renee, for coming in and chatting to us about it. Is there a website people can jump on?
We've got an Instagram page.
Cool. And we've got Facebook.
And also if you look it up on Auckland Fringe, all of the details are on there as well.
But it's Contractions the Play on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us.
Excellent.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, for behind the scenes stuff as well.
Oh, yes.
Some of that dancing.
Thank you both so much for coming in, and good luck with
Thanks
the play.
Thanks for having us.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
All right, we're going to be back after this.